This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy, she'll beat you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alcoholics Anonymous show here on Plains FM 96.9. My name's Maria and I'm an alcoholic. The purpose of this show is to increase public awareness of Alcoholics Anonymous as an effective means of recovery from the disease of alcoholism. Our show has two parts. First, we'll talk a bit about alcoholism, what it is and what AA can do to help. Then we'll interview a recovering alcoholic who is an active member of AA. I'm now going to ask our guest to read the AA preamble, which is read at the start of every AA meeting. Chris, would you like to read the preamble, please?
Thanks, Maria. My name's Chris, and I'm an alcoholic. AA Preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Thank you. So what is alcoholism? Alcoholism is a disease, not a disgrace. There's no shame in having an illness or a disease. An unusual feature of this disease is that it will do whatever it can to convince you you do not have it. However, once it has a hold of you, the progression of symptoms is like the classic disease model and the victim is as helpless as a sufferer of cancer. If you are an alcoholic, you are at the beginning of a long road that usually ends in one of three places: prisons, institutions, or death. If you think this sounds dramatic, we can assure you that our collective experience has shown to be true. The challenge is to convince the alcoholic to admit that they need help and become willing to seek it. Denial is a major symptom of alcoholism. The alcoholic is often the last one to recognise it and admit that they have it. Our definition of alcoholism is that it is an allergy of the body coupled with an obsession of the mind. The allergy is the physical aspect of the disease. After having the first drink, the phenomenon of craving develops and we lose control over when we will stop drinking. The old saying is, one is too many and a thousand is never enough. And yet, because of the obsession of the mind, the mental aspect of the disease, the alcoholic is compelled to keep picking up the first drink. This makes us powerless. We often hear from sober alcoholics that many doubted whether life could be fun without alcohol. Fortunately, those same people report that their lives had improved dramatically since they became sober. The 12-step program of recovery, which is discussed at meetings and which is outlined in the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, is now we get sober and maintain our sobriety one day at a time. This program has a proven track record of helping otherwise hopeless alcoholics to achieve long-term sobriety and recovery. It has taught us how to enjoy life sober. Okay, for anyone who has just joined us, you're listening to the Alcoholics Anonymous radio show here on Plains FM 96.9. We're just about to interview an AA member who is going to share their experience with alcoholism. So let's meet our guest. Would our guest like to introduce themselves and give us a quick sketch of who you are?
Okay, yep. As I said, my name's Chris and I'm an alcoholic.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Maria. Let's see, I'm 40 7. I've been sober for, I had my 6th birthday last month actually, so 6 years and a bit. I have a trade orientated job. I've been with the same employer for coming on 3 decades, and I have two young boys, and I'm not with their mother. Kids, love them. Where am I from? Let's see, I was born in Christchurch, and then moved as a youngster up to a little place near Palmerston North for a few years, and then to Dunedin after that for a few years, and then back to Christchurch when I was about 10, I suppose, and been back here ever since. I spent my childhood growing up in pretty much different places, which was great actually. Had a great childhood, and memorable.
Nice. Thanks, Chris. So when did you start drinking, and how did it progress?
I guess I started drinking, around the same time as the rest of my mates did, mid-teens. Used to sneak the old bottle of beer from Dad's crate.
Mm.
Rhinic it was. Disgusting. Mm. And just sort of did the, what I thought was the teenage thing, and drank on the weekends. That was when that started.
Nice, thank you. So can you tell me, Chris, why do you think you started drinking, and what did alcohol do for you?
I don't know why I started drinking. I mean, it was there. I was socialising with other people that were drinking, and it just seemed the done thing. Yeah, with the peers I was hanging out with. Even though my folks drank little to nothing. Following that first drink, I'm quite a reserved kind of character, so getting a drink into me, or several, sort of brought me out of my skin and made me more sociable, and
Nice, thank you. Did you ever feel it was a problem, or did you ever try to stop?
Yes, I did feel it was a problem, first question, but I think I was... when I thought I started having issues with alcohol, I was probably mid-20s to 30-odd. And I thought, I will stop, or I will limit my drinking, or whatever that I thought I could do, I would address it later.
Mm.
But I couldn't and didn't. Well, I have now, but
Awesome, thank you. So, for many of us, we hit a rock bottom. Can you describe your rock bottom? Did you have one?
I'm not sure about a rock bottom. I had lots of low spots in my life, and they just sort of added up to each other, and it was, like cumulative. So it just one on top of the other, and that's how I as far as a rock bottom, no single incident. I believe made me stop drinking. I thought, I'm sick of this life. I will stop drinking. I just don't know when.
Mm. So have you lost any jobs, relationships, family, friends or loved ones through your drinking?
No. Well, sorry, I haven't lost my job, thank God. I believe my relationship with my partner, the mother of my children, deteriorated to such a point where she suggested I leave, and I willingly obliged. What was the third one? Friends? No, I haven't lost any friends, nor loved ones. No, but due to alcohol, no.
Any trouble with the law? Example, drink driving convictions or fights?
No drink driving convictions, only because I wasn't caught. Fighting, yes. Yes, there was the odd inebriated, fueled with alcohol fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you feel? Can you describe any decline in your mental, emotional, or spiritual well-being?
Mentally, I reckon I wasn't as sharp as I used to be. Mm. I wasn't. I was a bit slow. I think my brain was a bit slow, actually. Slowed up quite a bit. That was quite noticeable. Emotional. I hear this term in the rooms where people were sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was just sick and tired of life. It had become Groundhog Day. Yeah. When's it going to stop? That kind of thing.
Hmm.
And spiritual well-being, well, I was kind of bankrupt in that area. I was just... I can't describe it. I was just lost.
Hmm.
Lost.
So how did you find your way to your first AA meeting, Chris? And what was it like for you?
So that would have been a while after I left the family home, because when I did move out, I thought, well, that's a good idea. I can drink how much and wherever and every day now, which, as it turns out, wasn't a good thing. So maybe 6 months after that, I went to my first AA meeting. That would have been in February 2012. Yeah.
So what were the other AA members like and how did they treat you?
I it was serendipity. The meeting, and I walked into a full room, and I was freaking out, I was panicking, I didn't want to be there. But sat in the back row, of course. And then I heard the sharing, and I was just totally, blown away, that would put it mildly. I was blown away by the sharing. Could relate to a lot of what was said. And a sense of ease had entered me from that moment. And following the meeting, one of the members came up to me and had a wee chat. And gave me his phone number to ring him, should I feel the need to or want to talk or whatever. Yeah, but I didn't.
Awesome. So how have you managed to stay sober today? And can you describe the process of your recovery?
Yep. So following that first meeting, it was to be another 7 or 8 months before I actually did put down the drink. So I went to a rehab for a month, which we also attended AA meetings. And started working through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I admitted I was beaten, so I I'd had enough. And then following that month, I was let out of the cocoon, I'll call it, because I felt so safe there, and there was a bit of fear on coming back into the world and you know, being back in my own thinking. You know, it was a dangerous place, so I thought, to be. However, I hit the AA meetings hard. I maybe went to 5, 6, 7 a week and settled on 3 or 4 per week, which I felt beneficial, and just attended those religiously. And I got to know some of the people in the rooms, and 6 years later, I'm still here.
Awesome. How important has service been as a part of your recovery, Chris?
Very. I like to I like to feel I'm contributing, other than in meetings, contribute to the workings of Alcoholics Anonymous in Christchurch. Just kind of giving a bit back, but that's not for the reason I'm doing it. I want to have an input into other people's recovery, make the meetings happen and that sort of stuff. So yeah, service has been pretty a priority for me.
Awesome. So how would you describe yourself and the life you have today?
Life today is, of course, it's alcohol free, but it's not free from life or living life. I going back to my drinking days, I don't know how on earth I functioned, and viewing those days in active addiction now, it's just baffling how I am here talking to you now. But life today and what I've learnt from Alcoholics Anonymous and putting those into place in my life, in my sober life today, has made a huge difference, because life still happens. The good times, the bad times, and it's how I react to them now, or how I let them have an impact on my life. Yeah.
Awesome. So self-esteem, confidence, perspective of life and morals and values, it's obviously done a lot for those things in your life. AA and the program. How has your life changed since becoming sober, in outer changes, example, career, living situation, any travel, hobbies or interests?
Yep. I think I actually used to travel more when I was drinking, but anyway. I wake up each day and I want the most out of each day, or I try to fit a lot into a day now. There's no hangovers for a start. I'm more of a father now than I ever was, and also as far as the rest of my family goes, I mean, I know that they see a different Chris now. They're probably wondering where he was all that time. Mm-hmm. But life now has meaning. Yeah. As I said, try and squeeze as much as you can into each day.
Mm.
And I'll wake up tomorrow and do that again. Learn off my mistakes, regrets, whatever, and we'll hopefully learn. And new day tomorrow.
Nice. Sounds like AA has really changed your life. Do you have, what are your goals for the future, if you have any?
Goals for the future. Well, firstly, sober free. Not sober free. Sober alcohol free. Mm. yeah, I don't know. I mean, I spent the first half of my life drinking, and I want the second half, or thereabouts, touch wood, to be a damn sight better than the first half.
Mm.
And that's much easier to do when you're sober. Yeah.
Nice. Chris, if you could suggest for any listeners that think that they might have a drinking problem here today, what advice do you think you would give someone to give up? Sorry, had given you when drinking became a problem?
You know, if I was to look back, any advice that was given to me in my active addiction, I ignored it because I didn't want help at that stage. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a problem, but I didn't want help. But I mean, if someone you know, had reached their rock bottom, had enough, was sick and tired, wanted to choose life instead of the misery they were in, AA works. It's worked for me and continues to do so. So, yeah.
Nice. So what question would you ask someone to help them decide whether they needed help?
Have you really had enough yet?
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
AA is described as a spiritual program. What does spirituality mean to you? How does it differ from religion?
Mm. Yeah, that's a bit of a tough one, and people's interpretation of that would vary from, you know, individual to individual. But for me, it kind of means who am I within? What makes me tick? Who do I go to for help, whether it's in a spiritual sense or in a person? Who is Chris? Yeah, how does he function? What makes him tick? What makes him better?
Awesome. And one last question, what does a life lived on a spiritual basis look like for you?
Content. I won't say happy, but content, peaceful. Yep.
Nice. With that, Chris, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story with us.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me, Maria.
Awesome. For our listeners, if you've related to anything that you've heard or would like some more information about Alcoholics Anonymous, you can look us up on the website at www.aa.org.nz or call us on 0800 AA Works. There are 66 meetings a week in Canterbury, so it's likely there's one near you. Join us next week to hear from more AA members sharing their experience. Our show airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on Plains FM and repeats on Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. You can find podcasts of all of our past shows on the Plains FM website at plainsfm.org.nz. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to drink, that's your business. But if you want to stop, we can help you. You don't have to do it alone. We will now close the show with the Serenity Prayer, as we do in every AA meeting.
God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. With that, you've been listening to the Alcoholics Anonymous radio show on Plains FM 96.9. Thank you.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy.